Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number.
Hello and welcome.
Oh, dark.
Oh. Yeah.
Turn down the volume over there. All right. Weekly net for weekly net number 382 for 21 April 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. Who am I kidding? No one is here who don't want to stick around. All right, I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. When you check in, we like to hear those four bits of information from you. If you don't have an SDF login name, well, you know, why not? You know, go get one. We'll wait for you to come back with that. This net meets every Monday at 0000 UTC or GMT or whatever you like to call it on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael. I need to look at it. November 0 Zulu. No, November 0, Victor Zulu Charlie, for letting us use this conference. And just as a legacy thing here, we used to have a Victor Echo 7 Uniform X-Ray. Another Michael, who was the previous owner of this conference, and we don't want to forget about him. So I just wanted to mention that. All right. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, you give your call sign and you wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be associated with SDF or SDFARC. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, and well, I had one last week, but we really only had like three check-ins. And this week it looks like we're not having a whole lot more. But I might as well go ahead with it. You might have seen some of the news. You know, Elon Musk was out there with his chainsaw. Attacking waste and fraud and regulation and blah 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 blah. Anyway, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, not to be outdone, made a public statement. I can't even remember his name or exactly what he said, but the key phrase was delete, delete, delete. He wants to delete regulations. And while I think he was probably thinking more in terms of radio and television and cell phones and... Right, I got a little tone there saying that maybe I was running too long. Right, so anyway, while I think he was probably talking about the big money telecommunication services, he did not rule out making changes to amateur radio and the lesser services. And so I think there is an actual request for comments that is probably coming up on a deadline really soon. I think like maybe in the current week, if you want to comment about it, about his suggestion. The ARRL has posted, I think, a lengthy comment, but I've heard some other Well, you know, I haven't really pursued it seriously, but I've heard about people saying that, yeah, let's just abolish licensing altogether and turn ham radio frequencies into CB frequencies, like 11 meters. So that's just one idea that may be floating out there. Anyway, so the question this week would be, do you have any ideas about that? I'm thinking that most of you are probably like me, and you think that just wildly taking a chainsaw to regulations that have been crafted over decades is probably not a good thing. But maybe you have some thoughtful ideas about serious changes to amateur radio regulation. And that's kind of what I'm looking for, you know. Do you have any ideas about, like, maybe changing the license structure? Mostly I'm talking about the United States, but I know that we have some of you out there who are in other countries, and while some of those countries maybe are kind of following the model of the United States or Europe or England or Australia, but maybe there's some issue that you have in your country that you would like to see addressed by regulatory change. Anyway, I don't know, I'm rambling here. So that's kind of what the topic this week is. Do you think that amateur radio needs changes in regulations in your domain? So that's the topic. So let's see, where am I here? Blah, 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 blah. So I'm checking the dashboard, and everybody on the dashboard, I think we missed. No. All right, everybody on the dashboard here is a regular check-in. I don't need to explain anything. We don't have the ham conference with us today or any other conference, so there's no newbies out there listening to me. And there I go again, timing out. Wait a minute. Let me check something here. I think, did I? Yes, I unmuted the non-radio link there. All right, so I'm ready to take check-ins, and I'm going to run down the list here. I have KD9NDJ, N4RNW, and PY2BIL. The NB0X-L gateway to DMR and, oh gosh, what's the other thing there? We were just talking about it in the chat. Why am I not remembering it there? All-Star, right. So, anyway, the NB0X gateway to All-Star and DMR is with us, but we have not heard anything over it for a long, long, long time. So I'm tempted to just say, you know, ignore it. But, all right. Let's start with KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne and the group. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul. My SDF username's KDB. As far as regulating ham radio goes, I think there's some pluses and minuses to be had. I don't think eliminating the exam structure is a good idea, because if you open it up, then the airwaves get incredibly cluttered. They're already pretty cluttered on the HF bands. I'm kind of surprised that that it would be straight up, because when the other agencies have been ransacked by DOGE, the aim is other than what is. They're not really throwing out fraud and abuse. They're sort of, you know, dismantling the agencies and making them more amenable to plunder, it seems to me. But so if the FCC actually makes a positive change in either deregulation or opening up more frequencies or any of the stuff that the ARRL routinely lobbies for, that would be fabulous, but it would be highly irregular given what's happened and what we know. But a lot of people, it used to be that on the HF bands you heard a lot of sort of political talk, and that sort of dropped away in my experience recently. I don't do a lot of transmitting, but I do a lot of listening, and I don't hear a lot of political talk going on the HF bands at the moment. So it's all a good question and a very good topic. Back to you, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay. So I guess at least a couple of the possibilities that have floated around is turning the amateur radio bands into additional citizens' bands. But the other possibility is just to eliminate amateur radio altogether as a the frequencies that are allotted to amateur radio, just taking them and giving them to some other service, like cell phones, for example, especially up in the higher frequencies, like microwave. So that's something that I think is probably, that's probably more likely than turning the HF bands into CB bands. Because there's money to be made. Now, there might also be money to be made on the HF bands, but I'm just not as familiar with that. So, all right. So, next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, Bill, and Ken, and everybody else listening. N4RNW here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, Herald. Wayne, looks like you're about ready to get hit with a line of storms coming across from west to east. And like I always mention, I have two sisters and their husbands in Indianapolis. So I watch them, and then I see what's going on in Illinois. excuse me. To your point about deregulation and Doge hacking things up, in my humble opinion, it's good. It's always good to get rid of the dead weight, the fraud and abuse, and the empty office buildings and all the stuff that's just being run up on our tab. But I would hope they would keep the regulations in place for amateur radio, because that keeps it from, like you said, becoming another CB band, and anybody could get a $20 Bofang radio, and who knows what would happen if there were no regulations. Other than that, I don't know much about the FCC. Seems like if they want to cut things, they could go for the bigger fish. Amateur radio seems to be one of the lesser earners. And that's all I have from here. So back to you, Wayne. Everybody have a good night. N4RNW.
Okay. Thank you, Harold. And yes, I will be checking out the weather forecast later tonight. We had big warnings, I think, for Friday night, but one of those cases where it evaporated before it could hit. So we'll see if this one is different. And what was the other thing I was going to say there? I agree that I think they have bigger fish to fry. So we'll see what happens there. I want to acknowledge that I see that DK2DY has joined us. You're on my list, Robert. So you'll be coming up pretty soon. The next one on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is PY2BIO, Guillermo, out of São Paulo in Brazil. So glad I'm around tonight. I missed a bunch here. I don't know. I lost the count. But yeah, there was a lot going on over here. Visits from my daughter from Spain. So I had to dedicate some time to her and work. There was a lot of work going on, and so I had to spend even weekends, especially at this time of the weekend, doing some prep work for Mondays. So that kept me out of recently joining the net here. So yeah, now back to the topic, wine regulations. Yeah, I actually follow the current events in the U.S. pretty closely. As you know, I lived there for 7-8 years, so I'm still close to what's going on there, and interested in what's going on. So I follow that. But you also may remember that I was born in Argentina. So that chainsaw actually came from the president from Argentina, which seems to be a buddy from Elon Musk, and he brought as a present in his last visit, and he used that on stage. So yeah, nothing great about that, but just saying. So I don't want to go into any political discussions here either, right? But talking about regulations itself, yeah, I think regulations could be simplified. Certainly they can, right? But getting rid of them, it's a different story in this space. Right? I don't think they're going to do that, right? Because it's nonsense. I agree with you. Yes, those prior bans where there is money to be made, those are candidates, and it happened already in certain countries and certain frequencies, right? Those are either secondary for hams, right, and primary for commercial use. So yeah, that happened literally here down in Brazil, right? Let me pause for a second here. Okay, I'm back. So that's the actual licensing regulations for hams. We still have in Brazil a mandatory code, right? They promised that they're going to get rid of it, but they haven't so far. So you need to have that, not for your technician class, but then to jump into the general license, you need that, right? And then you don't need it anymore for extra. So, and they want to change many regulations. The test structure here in Brazil should be different, maybe closer to what you have in the U.S. And you're right, Wayne, the U.S. still acts as a model for many countries in this space. Yeah, you are with Japan, I guess, the countries with most hams altogether, right? So everybody's looking up to you guys there. So yeah, regulations in Brazil should change. They promised that for last year. It didn't happen yet. So maybe sometime this year or next year this will happen. But yeah, that's all I have to say about the topic. So back to unit control. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Yes, I think we're all kind of just anxious and waiting to see what happens next and hoping that it's not as bad as we fear. All right, so let's go along to VK2DY, and just to bring you up to speed here, what the topic this week is, here in the United States, we've got Elon Musk taking a chainsaw to various federal agencies to remove fraud and waste. And the chairman of the FCC has kind of picked up on this idea, and he made a comment, a public comment, you know, delete, 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 and he invited comments from the public about which regulations needed to be removed or modified or whatever, and so we're kind of waiting to see what comes of this. I think there's a deadline later this week, toward the end of April, for comments, and we're waiting to see the other shoe dropping. So anyway, VK2DY, you have the floor.
Yes, good morning. This is Roberts, VK2DY, in northwestern Sydney, where it's Easter Monday. Everything is still pretty quiet here. Easter Monday is usually a day when people drive home. So, although with Friday being a holiday as well, with Anzac Day, a lot of people are just going to take the week off, I'm sure. Anyway, it is what it is. It's a beautiful day today. Sun is shining, sky is blue. But the rest of the week looks rainy, so it is what it is. We also have an election coming up here, actually on the 3rd of May. Tomorrow, pre-polling opens, so I'm going to go out and vote tomorrow. Nobody is talking about radio spectrum here, and that's not part of the issues of the campaign here, so I have no clue where either of the parties stand on such things as amateur radio. But it looks like, it looks like a continuation of the current government. That's what it looks like at this point. But we'll not assume that polls are all correct, and we'll just leave it at that. But as far as, let me reset. So Elon Musk is a minefield. He has found nothing, but he's made a big deal of it. We'll leave it at that. He has found absolutely nothing if you really investigate it. So this whole thing is political theater. Now, what happens in political theater is things happen that you wouldn't expect. So I don't know what's going to happen to the regulations there, but I think if you guys do eliminate some of the regulations, I think we'll probably follow suit down here. I know there's a lot of companies that would be interested in parts of the radio spectrum that hams currently own, and I think there's a lot of pressure groups to take back some of that. Most of our regulations have been cut back already. We're on individual. We're in a class license now and not an individual license, so they simplified it when they moved to a class license, I think it'll probably, we're not even on the radar at this point, so we'll just have to see where it plays out. VK2BY, back to Ned.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Yes, I think that's kind of where we're all at, waiting to see what happens. All right, so I've run down my list here. Everyone has had a chance to speak, so now it's time for rechecks. If you want to come back and add to what you said before, please call now. Okay, nothing hurt, and we're about the 26-minute mark here. So I think this is a decent net, and we don't really need to prolong it much. So I'll say, unless there's someone who comes back with, wait a minute. I'll say this concludes this week's Amateur Radio Net at 0026 UTC. Right, this is AB9FJ saying 73, everyone.
Have a good week, Wayne. I'll talk to you next week. N4RNW.
Thank you, Harold. Talk to you later. Have a good week.